and just an occasional shower, we'll mention it for you. And obviously, weather's at the forefront of what we're planning and doing anyway. So, all right, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good.
Peachy. It looks like it could rain.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Clouding up out there a little bit. It's a little chance. It looks more north.
Okay.
Not so much south.
I haven't looked at the radar, yeah.
I mean, I'm just standing outside. Looking at our radar screen, it's, yeah, a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, okay.
So it's just cloudy.
Okay.
Kind of like yesterday morning. You're getting that hazy kind of look in the morning. So it's us. We look kind of hazy in the morning.
I've been hazy most of my life, so that's not, that's fine.
It's a hazy, crazy days of summer. So Wednesday, and I didn't mess up once yesterday.
Didn't you?
Nope.
I'm
except
impressed.
For I wrote 2017 down once, but other than that, I don't even know where that came from. I knew that July feels like it's zipping through, but apparently the rest of my year is just gone as well. We'll just start fresh in January.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have one more W.
Okay.
Six letters beginning with W, meaning foolish.
Foolish.
Six-letter word beginning with W, meaning foolish. You are...
stupid. No.
It's on that line, but it doesn't end in ish either, so don't think it's a... stupid-ish. Oh, it's not like that.
Okay. Six-letter word.
Beginning with W.
Beginning with W, meaning?
Foolish.
Foolish.
That person is... nobody says this anymore. If they said it, it would have been years back.
A consonant is the second letter, correct?
Incorrect.
Okay, then that kills
you are
me.
Wrong,
that
sir.
Kills me.
243-4351. If you can tell me what today's W word is, and you have not won in the last 6 weeks, you are eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. They are located at 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You will get a gift certificate from us within 3 weeks of the date you win. You'll take that out to Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue, Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30, and get yourself an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. Good morning. You're on the air.
Whipping?
No, it is not. Thanks for trying. That would be a word you would have used years ago. Good morning. You're on the air.
Which?
Say that again.
Which?
Nope, that's not it. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Six-letter word beginning with W.
I think she was cussing you out. She was calling you a witch.
I thought somebody... Yeah. People call me up and say names
witch.
Now. beginning with W, meaning foolish, and they're not there. 243-4351. I was seeing if I could come up with another meaning, but again, it is not something I would call of people today. It's, I don't know. I have nothing for you. Today's one of those days I have nothing. Maybe I'm foolish. No. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is that wacky?
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. I'd like to help. I really can't. Six-letter word beginning with W, meaning foolish. It starts with W and it ends with S. Not more, but... foolish. wow. And it's one of those words when you type it into Google, it doesn't even show, it shows you names of television shows and stuff. It doesn't even tell you, like, what is the meaning of this word? Because I was looking for some extra help here, obviously. Foolish, stupid, unintelligent, idiotic. That's it. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it wacky?
It is not wacky again. 243-4351. Have you come up with anything over there?
No.
Are you being foolish or stupid?
I am being that. I am that times 12. I'm a witch.
Okay, not more.
I say that one.
What's the opposite? Okay, that's the last four letters. Does that help us at all? So W blank blank.
Mm-hmm.
Not more, but... There you are. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is that Walkers?
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. 243-4... Yay! Gary got it, but he wins nothing. 243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it whiny?
Nope. It's not.
Thanks.
Nope. Even though I kind of sound whiny this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Witless.
Yay! That is exactly it. It is witless. And who is this?
Alice Massey.
Alice Massey. My clue helped a bit, didn't it?
A smidge.
I was going nowhere this morning with that. Where are you calling from, Alice?
Jacksonville.
You got it. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe and get yourself one of those lunch buffets.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a super day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Alice Massey, witless.
I just found the name of my new autobiography, Witless. He is...
More.
Witless.
I was thinking nitwit. I just couldn't get us to witless.
You're
I
right.
Apologize.
It's not something you use very often.
No, even though I probably should.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very witless today.
Mm-hmm.
WITLESS Alice Massey, our winner today. Congratulations to her.
All right. With that, let's talk a little bit about the Scott County Fair, which really is in its last full day today. They'll have some things going on tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about that next.
You walk into your local bank, they know your name, they know your background, and probably your family. The Bank of Bluffs gives you credit for you. They're your friends and neighbors in the Scott County area. They have complete banking services, from a checking or savings account to a money market or loan for your business or home. The Bank of Bluffs will work with you one-on-one to accomplish your goals for you and your family. Whether it's college for the kids, a new car for the family, the Bank of Bluffs is ready to help. The Bank of Bluffs, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life is uncertain. Your family's financial security doesn't have to be. L&H Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Bluffs, can assist you in protecting the family you really care about with a universal life insurance plan that gives you choices. You can determine your own premiums and your own level of coverage. The policy grows in value because it's geared to current interest rates. Let L&H Insurance protect your valuables with universal life insurance. For life insurance from Pekin Insurance, stop by L&H Insurance in Bluffs.
For more than 85 years, Stone Seed Group has been the only seed brand focused solely on Illinois farmers and fields. They know Illinois. They bring local agronomic expertise and strong relationships to help you succeed no matter how you farm. Backed by industry-leading technology, they can provide corn and soybean products that can offer the highest yield potential for your Illinois soil. Contact Bob Hart at 473-6985, Eric Hart 473-4910, or Joe Hallock at 370-1548. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Just looking through this entire program for the Scott County Fair, which
it's very nice.
Yeah, you know what kind of interesting is they lay out the rules in each particular event, and this is kind of cool to how many vegetables must you have in the vegetable basket?
12. No, I don't know.
Actually,
is it
must be 6 and not more than 12.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Have you ever put anything in a fair?
I don't think so. No, I have not.
The friend of mine I was talking about yesterday at the Winchester Fair, her son won 3 firsts and a second in judging of his animals. So
I think the closest I've come is I have been an MC at a couple of their pageants. I have watched a couple of sister-in-laws, no connection, win the crown.
Oh.
I didn't vote. Right. It might even been before they were sister-in-laws, in fact. I don't know. Whatever the case might be, I wasn't involved.
You didn't rig it.
I
see what you're trying to say here. Okay.
I was not witless.
So
it begins. It begins with judging of goats, rabbits, and sheep this morning, a cat judging this afternoon.
must be in carrier, then shown on a leash. My cat would not like to be on a leash.
No. That's...
Have you ever seen cat judging?
Yeah.
You watch these cats with other people, and you go, my cat wouldn't stand there. You know, mine would be all over the place, running off, thinking, what are you doing? These cats are usually, you know, they stand there and whatever.
Yeah.
Move them around, stand them up, pull their tail. No. They are, and I don't know if these are just normal house cats or these are bred to be a beautiful cat.
No, just baby cheetahs and...
No, I don't think so. Oh, there's my competition, 2:30.
Backseat driver.
I do that from the front seat.
And I think what they do, don't they put blindfold on the person in front?
Yeah, I think the driver is literally, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's in the demolition derby ring, maybe. Yeah. Left. I said left. Your other left. There's a lot of yelling going on there at 2:30.
Starboard. Port. No, I just can't do that.
Backseat driver contest. Maybe it's just you go through like some little obstacle course or something.
Super showman shootout at 3:30. Horse show at 6:30 tonight. I don't appreciate horses like other people do. I appreciate them, but not like...
Yeah.
I mean, horses and I just don't get along. Having said that, I don't think there's anything more beautiful than a well-taken care of, well-groomed, a horse that's in shape.
They're big and scary.
They're majestic.
There's a difference. Yeah. Big, scary, majestic.
Well,
when you're little and then a horse comes over and tries to eat your hair,
boy.
They just seem scary at that point. So.
Uh-huh.
But they're surprisingly much larger in real life than you kind of expect sometimes.
I've ridden a horse a few times in younger years, particularly with the girls when they were daughters. And then there's one point when I was a parent said, you know, I'll just kind of watch them ride a horse, and I won't do that anymore. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I get up on their back, and they go, are you kidding me?
Aw.
You have no clue. Get off.
That's because you're going starboard.
Yeah.
Starboard.
Yeah. Port side. Port. Yeah, whatever. Hey, one of the things we haven't done with some of the other fairs, I think we'll do with this fair. Well, let's talk a little bit about the officers and directors and kind of give them some credit, too. We'll get to all that when we come back.
Since 1916, generations of farmers have relied on farm credit for the products and support needed to grow their family farms. As part of the nationwide farm credit system, Farm Credit Illinois joins each cooperative member in celebrating 100 years of lending support with a continued commitment to providing farm families in the rural marketplace with constructive credit, related services, and financial expertise. As a member-owned and directed financial cooperative, Farm Credit Illinois serves over 8,900 members, providing $4.2 billion in credit through 14 regional offices across the southern 60 counties of Illinois. Farm Credit Illinois supports rural community growth through 22 ag-focused college scholarships and over 60 community improvement grants awarded yearly. As stewards of the land, farmers can rely on farm credit to help farm families succeed today and tomorrow. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families for 100 years.
Changes in your life can mean changes in your finances, marriage, divorce, a new baby, or a new driver. They're all good reasons to contact Country Insurance and Financial Services agent Mike Lonergan to see how they may affect your coverage, your long-term plan, even your rates. They call it an insurance and financial review. And even if there are no major changes in your life, it's a good idea to have a review every once in a while. To schedule an insurance and financial review, call Country Agent Mike Lonergan in Winchester at 742-3182.
The unsung heroes in any county fair are those who work behind the scenes. Those who work behind the scenes, probably as far as anybody, are members of their board and the officers of that board, too. So let's give them a kind of a salute. President of the Scott County Fair Board is Bob Schaefer, Vice President Jackson Lashman, and the Secretary Treasurer Bernie Lawless. And the names of the directors, Brian Barnett, Randy Howard, Sherry Mason, Jerry Miller, Rita Moore, Jay Reeder, Jennifer Sellers, Lance Steckel, and Lester Turner. And when you look throughout this this program, you'll see their names associated with judging and the operation and direction of each particular judging exercise in the fair.
The other thing on the very back has the auction buyers, donors. I can't imagine how much volunteer work there is in a fair. I mean, the average person who shows up and I'm, you know, getting my corn dog, I'm walking over here, I go to the Demolo Derby or whatever. I go to the horse show tonight, and I have no clue that it took 150 man hours for one person to get this one thing together. So it's, these people are dedicated.
Not only in organizing the fair, but in doing the work to get the fairgrounds ready, to paint, to fix, because there's always something that needs to be done throughout the fair.
Constant upkeep of everything, but this program is awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
all fairs should have a program like the Scott County Fair does. These are nice.
You can go through there. I could darn near judge some of these.
When you're in the...
not really.
The goose competition. Look, there's a little goose. You go to the pig page, there's a little pig. It's easy.
They're all your little piggies.
I like pictures. That helps me a lot. Goats, there's a goat. It's very nice.
Yeah, 61st Annual 4-H and Junior Fair. Again, this wraps up tomorrow with the livestock auction at 1 tomorrow afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed. Scott County Fair in Winchester. We wrap it up now.
This program is brought to you by the Ramblecamp Bradney Law Firm. Elder, real estate, and family law, along with tax and estate planning, are just a few practice specialties of our 13 attorneys. For your legal needs, look to Ramblecamp Bradney.
Aren't you ready yet?
Oh, what's the hurry? We're just going to get a hamburger, aren't we?
Well, I thought maybe we'd drive to Marshall Chevrolet in Winchester after we eat and check out their brand new building.
Okay.
What? No argument?
Nope.
Uh-oh. What's on your mind?
Not a thing.
Why don't I believe you?
Well, my car is getting old, so maybe we could look at the new Marshall Chevys while we're there.
I should have guessed.
Regardless of the reason, you're invited to Marshall Chevrolet on the square in Winchester, now in their new building.
Marshall is why Chevy's the buy at Marshall Chevrolet.
You wouldn't go out in a rainstorm without an umbrella. Don't get caught without the right insurance coverages either. When you have an accident or something else unexpected, the last thing you need to worry about is whether you have the right insurance coverages for your specific needs. Call B&P Insurance, your Pekin agency in Winchester, for a comprehensive review of your present policies. Be prepared for life's unexpected storms. Call B&P Insurance at 742-9595 for complete insurance coverages from Pekin Insurance.
It's more than a livelihood. Today, farming is serious business. The First National Bank of Winchester has the experience and the resources to help you. Season after season, with operating lines, sound advice, and flexible financing for machinery, real estate, or livestock. If you farm, get a partner to lend a hand. The First National Bank of Winchester, in Winchester and Murrayville. Banking for life. You first. A division of the First National Bank of Beardstown. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two things indicate the quick close as we rapidly run through the time off some of us have in the summer. One, well, actually three things. One, the final golf major championship of the year, PGA Championship this weekend. Secondly, opening ceremonies of the Olympics, Summer Olympics, is a week from Friday, right? Yeah.
I don't know the date, sorry.
Yeah. No, August 5th, yeah.
Wow.
Opening. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Always a show.
Have you watched any of the point up to now where the swim competition?
No.
See, I've watched a few things, mostly recaps by the end of the night. And you still, you know, it's one of those cases with the Olympics. Am I watching it live or did this happen at 2 a.m. and I slept through it and now I'm watching it later? We're tricky when you're here at the radio station. It's kind of... I may be giving you information, but you might be watching it tonight, so be heads up on that one.
Or if it's in Australia, you're reporting on it, and it happened tomorrow.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And Rio should almost be straight down. I don't know. It may not be too far off on our time frame.
I think we'll be close to that. That's one of the things. I've got some other note. The other thing is that our first Saturday morning sports block comes up August 20th.
I know. It's horrible to sit over here and just listen and sit here.
And hear Buford and I go.
I push a button. Boy, that's such a tough job over here on those. You know, I love Saturday summer songs.
Mm-hmm.
That is work. every like minute and a half, because those are darn short songs. Yeah. I have to do something. And yeah. Sports Block is like, ooh, I get some time off on a Saturday morning. Sit here and I listen to sports, and it's you're talking about things I don't know about. And honestly, I'm not a sports person. We all know that. Yet I seem to be sucked in and interested most Saturday mornings.
We do that.
Talking about stuff, I'm like, what?
That's our job, to suck people in.
Good job.
Rio de Janeiro is 2 hours ahead of us.
Okay, so we won't be.
Yeah.
We might give a spoiler alert every once in a while, but most things probably all happen prime time anyway. So
yeah, pretty close. I think so.
We'll try to be good.
All right, very good. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Have a good day. Thanks.